You can start making that confession. I can love my neighbor like I love myself. I love God. I can love my neighbor. 1 John says it like this. How are you going to say you love your God who you can't see when you don't love your neighbor who you do see? Actually, he says, if you hate your neighbor that you do see, to be exact. How are you going to say you hate folks and then say, I love God though? No. You're letting the world system get you because you've gotten clouded by the things you see and you're not walking by faith. Some people you got to love by faith. Well, why is there so many little, everybody's laughing just a little bit with that. Some people you have to love by faith. Because why? Because the reality is you can walk by faith. You got to walk by faith. You got to reach the world by faith. That means some people God is leading you to speak to, you got to break the resistance and speak. My wife was observing someone that walked into the church last week. They walked in, they were hugging people, and they were walking around. I got the story right. But anyway, my wife was sharing with me, somebody walked in church and they were walking around there hugging people and they felt led to hug one particular person, hugged the person. As soon as they hugged them, the person started crying. Why? If you're led by the Spirit, if you just operate by faith, you don't even have to understand what you're doing. Sometimes just you showing up is all the blessing that's required. I know that there's been seasons where I drive to work and I'm just praying in the Spirit, and then I get to work and walk around, do this to somebody, and bless them. Didn't realize it. I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to obey God. All I know to do is to pray and start my day. I don't have to know every single thing God's going to do through me. But if I walk by faith and not by sight, I'm expecting something to happen just because I'm obeying God. I'm expecting something to happen. I'm expecting somebody to be blessed because I walked in. I'm expecting to be able to look somebody in the eye, and if the Holy Spirit says, don't move, just stay there with them. I'm expecting there's a blessing going to get transferred. I'm expecting that God's going to do something some way, something every day that God's going to bless. He's going to do something. I'm expecting if I show up to work with an agenda that's not created even by me, if the people just put stuff on my calendar, when I get there, I'm going to be a blessing. Without planning it, without doing anything, just because I'm obeying God, because I'm working with God, that God's going to bless. He's going to bless me and make me a blessing. But why do I believe that? Faith. Have faith in God. Not faith in me. I have faith in God. I believe God. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be removed, and you don't doubt in your heart, it's going to move. It's going to move. The problem is we're still speaking without preparing our heart. We're still speaking with the old character, not with the kingdom character. You got to get this kingdom character in our spirit so that when we speak, we're speaking from God's resource and not from ours. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you can't see. Number one, you need to have a declaration that you are a lover. I'm a lover. If I'm mad, I'm a lover. If I'm disappointed, I'm a lover of people. I can love people. You need to be able to make that declaration. You need to be able to say that. Because when you can make that declaration, even when you don't believe it, if you continue to come before God and meditate on His word and get it in your heart, He's going to transform you. He's going to make you a lover. The problem is we say we're going to love and then we start complaining again. Because we start walking back in the old man. Because we haven't focused on getting the mind right. Getting the mindset changed. See, faith requires a change of your mind. It requires a transformation. If we give ourselves over to God, then He'll start working that way. You need to be able to say, I can reach anybody. I have some kind of twisted belief. I really can reach anybody. As people that sometimes are ready to give up on, I'm like, no, we can. Because I believe it. I know it's not always going to be a smooth road, but I believe God can touch anybody's heart. God just needs an intercessor that will stand and keep on speaking life over the situation, even when the situation looks like it's not right. So Jesus speaks to a fig tree, and this fig tree should not respond to human words. It's not natural. But the fig tree had to respond. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm not giving human words to this tree. I'm speaking spiritual words to this tree. I'm speaking this tree in the spiritual state where it is. And because I'm speaking there, it's got to respond. Amen? All right. Let's close out with this. If you have anything in your life, anything that you believe God has called you to have or called you to possess, any people that you believe God's called you to have relationships with, then I want you to consider that thing, person, place, whatever it is right now. And I want you to let God this week give you the word about it. Give you the word about it. So I came across a word that said, I shouldn't accept certain things from certain people because then they will say they made Abraham rich. So the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to make you rich. Now, what does rich mean? I got to go to the word and define it. I can't just dream up what it means. I got to go to the word. What does the word say rich is? What does it say rich says? So I went to the word. What it says? It said, I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. That's what rich is. I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. Now, what I've come to understand is I don't have to own things to give them to people. Jesus said, foxes have holes, but I don't have any place to lay my head. Now follow me. Peter comes to this man who says, foxes has holes, but I don't have, Son of Man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head. He comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, our taxes are due and we don't have any money. He said, go down to the water, go fishing, because you're a fisherman. Go down, go fishing. The first fish you pull out, there's going to be some money in his mouth for you and for me. Pay our taxes. He didn't have to own it to be able to distribute it. Because ownership in this world is temporary. But there's a permanent ownership from God that God can move things wherever he wants to move them. God can move things in any way he chooses. I was minding my own business one time. Minding my own business. I'm doing my job. I'm at work. I'm working. And I got a phone call. The phone call was from the president of the organization. Said, we're moving you to this other position right now. I said, can't go right now. He said, no, right now. What? I didn't ask for anything. I didn't try to. What? God's already working. The blessing's already moving. It's already operating in your life. We just have to operate in faith to whatever we're doing. I'm showing up every day in faith, not expecting something. I'm just operating faith for God. I believe God, believe God. And what is he going to do? Without my participation with anything except my faith, he can do things. He can make people talk about you in a positive way. He can give you favor in situations where you should not be able to have favor. He can give you favor with people who hated you yesterday and then say, I'm something about you today. Because the heart of kings is in the hand of God. He can turn it whichever way he wishes. He just needs a people who will say yes to him and say yes as the church. We will obey. We will have faith in you and not in the world system, and we'll let you give us the favor that we require. We'll let you do with our lives whatever you desire. We will face challenge, persecution, no matter what, but we will know all the while that you have your hand on our lives. All right, let's pray. Let's everybody stand up for a moment. Praise the Lord. It's about faith. It's all about faith. I believe, without a doubt, that all of you in here are ready to go to another level. I believe that. I believe that you're going to another level. You're not going to go to a level because I'm going to tell you something great. You're going to go to another level because God's going to release faith in your spirit to go to another level. I'll teach you whatever God shows me, but ultimately, our ability to go to another level rests on our connection and our putting ourselves in position with God to let His word speak to us and let His word elevate us to another level. Amen? So I believe God is going to move us to another level. And when I say us, I'm talking collectively, because I'm ready to go to another level my own self. But the only way to go to another level, the only way to walk out of an empty place, the only way to come out of a desert, the only way to come out of a bondage, the only way to come out of a crisis is by faith. It's the only way to come out is by faith. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So the first step of faith is to be able to formulate, what is it that I'm hoping for? To be clear about what it is. Don't be clear on the surface. Be clear in the depth of what it is. What am I really hoping for? I first gave my life to the Lord. I said, man, I want a Porsche 911. That's what I want. I'm going to believe God for a Porsche 911. That's what I want. I want the black on black Carrera. That's what I want. Ain't got no driveway. No garage. But I'm gonna believe God for this car. See, that's not really what I wanted. That was the surface. What I really wanted, I wanted to prosper. I wanted to be able to operate in a way that was different from what my parents shared with me they had to deal with. See, my father grew up picking cotton and picking tomatoes as a kid. And so he always wanted us to do better. He's gonna push us to do better. And then when you do better, you start equating status things with prosperity. And so God corrected me, not harshly. He just showed me something different. I said, man, okay. And then he gave me a passage. He said, if you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. But the key was, I got to delight myself in him. When I delight myself in him, I began delighting myself in him. All of a sudden, a faith came up in me. And the thing that God showed me, I had such a faith when I saw it. God just showed me exactly what to do. And it was not even a problem. It was like, okay, I know what to do. Because with faith, God gave me a plan. He showed me exactly what to do. Go stand here now. Go get in this car with this person right now. Go do this. And everything I needed, it moved. It didn't move because I demanded it. It moved because I delighted myself in the Lord and He gave me faith. He increased my measure of faith. So I want you to lift your hands if you have something that you know that is an object of your hope right now. And I want you to ask God to clarify. Lord, show me what you have for me. Hallelujah. Show me what you have for me, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm putting my trust in you, and I thank you that you're going to reveal to me that which you have for me. I thank you, Lord, that you want to bless me, not just for me. You want to bless me and make me a blessing. So whatever you want for me that will make me a blessing, I open myself up and I believe you right now. Lord, I thank you right now that you're going to do a supernatural, powerful work in my life. And you're going to release something in me that not only is for me, but is for people around me. for people I've not even met yet. I thank you that you're putting a blessing on my life. You're putting something on me that's going to make me a blessing. And I thank you that in the middle of that blessing, you're going to give to me the desires of my heart. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I believe this. I believe this. Oh, man, I believe this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, I want you to give God a little worship right now, a little personal worship. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take your neighbor by the hand really quickly. We always want to do this for everybody. If you're here today and you've never given your life to the Lord, you've never taken advantage, or you've never even had the opportunity, perhaps, to say yes to Jesus,